Audio is surprisingly important for good videos. Why? Especially those of us making talking head videos. How many of you are trying to communicate knowledge, wisdom, ideas, stories? Raise your hand if that's true, particularly through your voice. Well, this is where audio is incredibly important because a lot of people watch, or sorry, a lot of people listen to YouTube videos. Raise your hand if you often listen to YouTube videos instead of watching them the whole time. I do. I know many people do. A lot of people raise your hands here. So don't shortchange your audio. What I noticed is that I just watched a TEDx talk just now, and I'm like, this is TEDx, and this is like someone recording from their home on the TEDx. I'm like, your audio is terrible. Okay, so what don't you sh what shouldn't you do? You shouldn't record with your computer microphone. I'm going to just blanket statement say that. I don't think it's a good idea. You've got to use something like this. The closer the mic is to your mouth, generally the audio is better than when the mic is when the mic is farther away, right? I'm going to hold the mic farther away. You can still hear what I'm saying, but there's more reverb, there's more echoey sound, and it's just not pleasant after a few seconds. Okay. And here's the thing. A lot of people don't even know to like look for it, but they know something is not right. On the vice versa, when your audio is good, it feels intimate. It feels comfortable for the person to keep listening, less echo. And so basically, like I said, mic closer to your mouth, with the exception of too close. Sorry, is that really loud? Okay, really distorted. Too close is not good either. But basically, this is why I notice the headsets, right? That with a boom mic, they usually come to about here and you can adjust it a little bit here. So what I've noticed, what I've done now over many years, I've tested the Blue Yeti mic, I've tested headsets, the best-selling cheapo headsets on Amazon. I've tested like about a dozen of them actually. And I still find the best sound being the Apple wired, not the ear pods that are wireless, but the Apple wired headset that used to come with iPhones back in the day, but that are $20 US. If you buy it in the US, it's 20 bucks directly from Apple. There are many knockoffs on Amazon and many knockoffs. I'm here in Mexico or wherever I go traveling and go to a store and they look like they're selling an Apple that looks like an Apple container, looks just like this. It's a knockoff. The mic sucks. So go directly to apple.com, to the mothership, and buy this directly from them if you want to give this a try. It's 20 bucks as of this recording, and it's still the best mic that I've ever encountered. Below mics that are $200. You either go with 20 bucks or you have to go with the ones that are two to $500. The Shure mics, very popular, those sound amazing too. And some of you have splurged on that. I haven't even splurged on that because I kind of want to model this, by the way. No, this is good enough to build a mid six-figure business. Good enough, you know. So I hope this helps. And the other thing is the other thing that causes reverb. Again, a lot of you don't even know to listen for it, but you know something's not as good of a sound, right? That's all you know. To those of us who are more trained can hear the reverb. The other thing is when you have walls where sound is bouncing off, imagine, just picture it right now. Picture your voice going out from you and going in different directions. And the sound waves are bouncing off of the walls and going back into your mic. That's what causes reverb. So if you have more padded setting, which is why a lot of people record audio in a closet full of clothes, because the sound bounces into the clothing and it doesn't bounce back. It gets absorbed by cloth, right? This is why I have a piece of cloth. I can't, I don't know if you can see. Oh, well, I have a cloth for my table, my working table. This is a felt cloth. And that helps because my voice is definitely bouncing all over my table, but it's getting absorbed by the felt cloth. There are sound tiles you can't see because it's too dark in my background now, but there are artistic sound tiles that you can buy that looks like paintings, but it's actually absorbing sound as well. So anyway, and those things aren't that expensive, but at least the very least you can do is spend $20 from apple.com directly, not from Amazon. From apple.com and try out one of these and it's fine. Okay. Some people don't like the look of Like, I'm not listening to you when I'm talking, right? So some people do this. Some people I've noticed, they speak like this on video. They literally are holding up an Apple mic to their mouth as they speak with one hand gesturing or whatever. And that's okay too if you want to look this way. But I don't want to do that. It's just too much trouble. I like gesturing with both hands. So I hope this helps. And please feel free to comment below if you have a mic that you just love and it sounds great. Comment below and give us a link to a video where you're using that mic.